Okay, we were talking about plows and some of the signalization stuff. Something that you'd use to break up the ground with even finer than a plow.
Mm-hmm, we answered that.
Yeah, but it didn't get out the tape.
Well, this kind of.
Okay.
There's a drag hair on, I think.
Okay. And something that you would use to an X-shaped frame that you'd lay logs across if you were going to chop wood.
I don't know what you call that. No tuber thing.
Yeah, or what about A-shaped frame or just a frame that you'd use for sawing or chopping wood? You'd straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay, and if you were using one of these, you'd say you were going to what your hair?
Brush.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather?
Home.
Okay, any other word for that? A strap. Strap or straw?
Razor strap.
Okay. And something that you put in a revolver. I'm not thinking of a shell. I'm thinking of a
cartridge.
Okay. And this is something that children play on. You have a board and a trestle and it goes up and down.
Seesaw.
Okay. Is there any old fashioned name for that?
Going round and round, the guy would be flying, Jenny.
Okay. And if you were playing on a seesaw, you'd say the children would.
Seesawing.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a lumber plank fixed at both ends that children jump up and down on? Okay. What about something hanging from a tree limb and it's got a seed on it?
Swing.
Okay. And the thing that you carry coal in?
Bucket.
Okay. And the thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
Stovepipe.
Okay. And what does the stovepipe fit into?
Flue.
Okay. And if you were going to carry bricks or something heavy like that, you might use this vehicle that has
wheelbarrow.
Okay. And something that you sharpen an axe on or a large tool?
Grindstone.
Okay. That you turn, right? Okay, what if it's small and you can hold it in your hand?
I think I know what it is.
Okay, thing is wet.
Wet rock.
Okay. And the thing that you drive?
Nails.
Yeah, okay, if you wanted to go into town, you'd get in your... Now, you'd... Okay. And if you were going to fry some eggs, maybe you'd put some oil or grease in the pan, and you'd say that you wet the pan. When you put the oil in, you say you
greased.
Okay. And you say so. You say, yesterday I cooked some eggs and I wet the pan.
Greased the pan.
Okay. And if grease got all on your hands, you'd say that your hands were...
greasy.
Okay. And if your door hinge squeaks, you might put a few drops of...
oil.
Okay. And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.